We are talking with Megan Gilbertson, the head coach of the Valley City Highlights, the dance team that's coming off a visit to Nationals here a couple weeks ago, a week ago. Also, a state championship in hip-hop at the end of January. And Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. You are welcome. Well, before we get to Nationals, let's talk about the state tournament, the state meet, the competition. You get the right phrase here for dance. You had a choice to make, I think, large division, small division. First off, what choice did you make and why?
We decided to stay in the large division. We know Fargo is our biggest competition, so we wanted to be in that category with them. So, and it worked out in our favor for hip-hop, so which is good.
And the girls were with you on this, weren't they?
There was a discussion. I think at first people were unsure, but that's to be expected. Mm-hmm. It was a different season for sure, but again, I think it played out in our favor, at least in that category. So they were glad they stayed in that division.
State championship in hip-hop and kick is also something you performed at Nationals. How did you do statewide in kick?
Kick, we placed fourth. Okay. They only gave out top three, and we actually placed fourth in all of our divisions this year, but They only handed out those trophies for the top three teams. At Nationals, we did not make semifinals, but we are only our second year of doing kick, so they did very well for a second-year kick team. We actually had a parent from the Seminole dance team comment, like, wow, you're only second year in kick? So, I mean, that's pretty cool to hear when they're, like, the biggest, mm-hmm. most competitive kick team. So.
Okay. Because UDA is Universal Dance Association, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the biggie.
Yep.
Because I know coming up next month is the NDA.
Yep.
But this was the UDA. And hip-hop, how did you do in the hip-hop at Nationals?
We did really well in prelims. We were ranked fourth in our whole division. Mm-hmm. Semifinals, they then add ABC of the medium teams. Yep. So there were 18 teams, and we missed finals by just a few points. They're actually the first place team and the 17th place team. It was only a 3-point difference between all of those scores. So it was a tough competition down there, but it was good.
Better than when you went to Nationals in 2016?
Yes. Yes, they did improve quite a bit. So I think it was just a little disappointing knowing that they had come so far and mm-hmm. just missed it by a little bit.
Did you have some repeat dancers that were on that 2016 squad to this year?
Yes. Actually, they all are the same. Okay. We lost one senior last year, and we have four seniors coming up next year, which will be a sad year. They've been on it since seventh grade, so I think they've really helped establish the program and, you know, push everybody mm-hmm. to be the best that they can be. And so hopefully that can continue when they're gone.
Three state championships since you've been coaching, 2010, 16, and 17, or 18, in hip-hop.
Yep.
So now, what can this team, what kind of things do they want to achieve here in the future? Do they have some goals that they're looking at down the line?
Yes. This year, our goal was to make top three in everything. With the rules changing, it did make it difficult, but they did much better than even last year. So hopefully, in the next few years, they can really keep pushing up to the top there. So,
did you feel there was some disappointment among the young ladies with just missing the finals here at Nationals?
Yes, mainly because Davies, who we had beat at state, beat us down in Nationals. So, and at state, it was very close competition too. So, I mean, we're always neck and neck between the two of us. So I think the girls were mainly disappointed because of that. If Davies hadn't made it, I think it would have been a little easier to take, but mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, I know with dance, I have with family and dance that there's a lot of commitment and a lot of dedication and discipline that goes into dance. Is that what makes this squad as special as they are?
Yeah, we put in probably, I mean, at least 12 hours a week during our competitive season, if not more than that, because when we go to competitions, it's like literally all day. We're like up at 6 going till 6 p.m. It's just kind of crazy, but mm-hmm. It's definitely worth it when you hear your name called first for that state championship. Mm-hmm. So all those early mornings we did are paid off. But yeah, it is a lot of dedication, a lot of prioritizing and sacrificing, you know, friend time mm-hmm. and everything else. So,
And with all the competitions you go to, these girls really become very close, don't they?
They do. Yep. They are just like a tight-knit family. And it's kind of, I haven't seen them since we got back. And so it's kind of weird because I even get so used to them being there every day. But yeah, they do get pretty close during season.
Well, now Thursday night, you are going to be performing here on Thursday night.
Yes, we will be performing our state hip hop routine. So anybody who hasn't seen it or wants to see it, we would love for them to come out and watch. Cheer them on.
And see what a state championship routine looks like.
Yep, that's for sure.
That'll be at halftime of the basketball game, I believe, is it?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So they come on out to the hack and watch young ladies and see. When are you going to put the banner up? Is the banner going to go up later next, probably next year, I suppose, when you get it?
Well, I talked to Mike and he said it's in the works, so okay. I would say pretty soon, hopefully.
That'll be nice. So see another banner hanging in the rafters at the hack.
Yep, for sure.
All right. Well, Megan, congratulations on the great season and continued success with you in the Highlights.
Yes, thanks.
You bet. That is Megan Gilbertson, the head coach of the Valley City Highlights. And again, if you want to check out that routine, they'll be performing at halftime of the basketball game coming up on Thursday night.